Okay, we're up to Peyomid Beis, the Gemara. Iboyelahu. Shomeris Yavam Shemesa. So we said in the Mishnah that a Shomeris Yavam who died, so Basil holds that she has two heirs. One is the Yavam himself. He's not really her Yavam because he hasn't made Yivum yet. But he has some rights in her. The ksuba of the original husband goes to him after she dies. And anything that was nichseh tzom barzel, the tosefes ksuba, things that are in the ksuba itself, and her nichseh malog go to her yorshim, father's yorshim. So she has two yorshim. So who's responsible to bury her? Right? Mikovra. Who has the responsibility to bury her? Normally, a husband has the chiyuv to bury his wife. He wants to pay for the funeral expenses because of the ksuba. It's opposite the ksuba that he, that he yarshins her. So here he yarshins her ksuba. So maybe he's the one who has to bury her, the yovel, or maybe not, since her. What's it called? A relative's yarshin, her mitzvah log, then maybe they have to bury her, right? Since the kvura is connected to the yerusha, here there's two yerushas. Who's responsible to pay for the funeral? Yorshi habal kovri lo deko yarshi ksuba. The yorshi habal are responsible. In other words, the yavam is responsible because he yarshin her ksuba. Or maybe the father's, her yorshim, because they yarshin her nichseh malog. So which yerusha is the ikar over here? Omer of Amram, Toshma, the Tanya, we have a braisa that says, Shomeris Yovam Shemesa, Yorsheha, Yorshek, Subosa, Chayav Mikvurasa, Ferish a braisa. That the Yorshim, who Yarshin her ksuba, which means the Yavam, he's the one who has to pay for the funeral expenses. Rashi, Mikovra Mishum Diyesh Lashne Yorshim Kami Boyalan. Right. Normally the burial is connected to Yerusha, but here there's two Yorshim. So which ones of the Yorshim are chayiv to bury her? Yorshia Bal Kavri Lodik Yarshi Ksubosa, Vatanyum Perik Narish Nispatito, Kfurosa Tachas Ksubosa. The kvura goes because of the ksuba, since the Chachomim gave the husband the yerusha of his wife, he yarshins the ksuba she should have gotten, and he died first, so therefore, what's it called, he has to bury her. But here there's two yerushas, so which of those yerushas the yikr? Yorsheha yorshe ksubasa, osun yorshim she yorshim ksubasa chayim bikvurasa. The ones who yarshin the ksuba, those are the ones who are chayiv. Mele Yavam is the one who has to bury her. Omer Abaya, Afana Nomi Tanina. Abaya said, I have a braisa that says that also. Almana Nizonis, Minichse Yisomim. Right? A Almana, as long as she doesn't collect her ksuba, gets supported from the estate. Umaisi Yadeh Shalohem. Because of that, her earnings go to them. They support her, so they get her earnings. They ain't chayovin bikfurasa, and they aren't chayiv to bury her. The burial doesn't come out of the estate. Yorsheha, yorshek suba. If she dies, then they don't have to pay for the funeral out of the estate. Yorsheha, yorshek subasa, chayovin bikfurasa. Who has to pay for the burial? The ones who yarshin her ksuba. Veizeo amon sheisho shnei yarshim. What amon has two yarshim? When the Amona dies, everybody, either her husband gets everything, or her Yorshim get everything. So there can't be a case where there's two different Yorshim. So where is the case where there are two different Yorshim? Have the Omer Zeh Shomeris Yavam. Case of the Shomeris Yavam, where the Yavam gets some of her estate, and her family gets some of the estate. And Mela, we see that they're not chayiv to pay for her burial, but the Yorshim, who Yarshin the Ksuba, they're the ones chayiv to, what's it called, to pay for the burial. Rashi, Vein chayov mikvurasa, the haboy lemesa ksubasul yorshela. They're going to have to give her Ksuba to her Yorshim. She yesh lo shnei Yorshim, the itzrich letana lemisne osun Yorshim, she Yorshin Ksubasul, the ones who Yarshin the Ksuba. Bechara, in by regular woman, one set of yarshim, yarshin everything. Shema mina ike yarshim achrine b'hadayu. The lo yarshik subasa. Mashma, those get the ones that chayim, but there's other yarshim who get other things. That's only by a shomer siyavim. Okay. Okay. Omar Rava. So Rava says, Lechara, why should the yavam have to bury her? Why shouldn't he say the following? V'leima ach ani yoresh, ishto ein ani kover. I have nothing to do. I'm not yarshing this woman. Normally, the person who yarshins her ksuba, so has to, what's it called, has to pay for the burial. But here he says, I'm not yarshining her ksuba. She never got her ksuba. I'm yarshining my brother. My brother had monies that were set aside for her, right? But she died. So those monies I'm yarshining from my brother, not from her. Normally, when you have to bury the woman, you're yarshining her ksuba from her. So you have to bury her. But here, she never got the ksuba. The brother died, and what's it called? She now goes to the yavam. The ksuba transfers from one brother to the other. So I'm not yarshining her, I'm yarshining my brother. I'm getting the ksuba money that was his. And now she died, so it belongs to him. I'm getting it from my brother. So I'm not getting it through her. So why should I have to pay for her burial? Amarle Abaya, Mishum Deboyin Olam Mishnei Tzlodim. No, because we can answer her, we can answer the Yavam from two sides. Im Achiv Yoresh Yikbar Asishto. If Taka, you're yarshining your brother, he would have been chayiv to bury her because he would have gotten the ksuba. So you yarshin that chiyuv too. Just like you yarshining the schus of the ksuba, you also yarshin the chiyuv of burying her. Because if you're telling me you were in place of your brother, if she would have died when your brother was alive, he would have had to bury her. So now you're in his place, right? Imeno kovres ishto, if you don't want to bury her, because you taina, you're not in the place of your brother, then you take ksubasa, give the ksuba to her heirs. Elamai, you want to play the game on two sides, right? You want to say that you are in place of your brother, and therefore you're not yarshining her. Very nice, but your brother would have had to, what's it called, to bury her. Elamai, you want to tell me that you're not in the place of your brother. If you're not in the place of your brother, then give the ksuba to her heirs. Omarlei hochi kamina, so Abaya refuted what Rava said. So Rava said, no, I'll tell you what I meant. Ach ani yoresh es ishto ein ani kover. Right? I'll repeat what I said. The guy can say, the Yavam can say, I'm not inheriting from her. I'm inheriting from my brother. And therefore I'm not going to bury his wife. V'im ishum ksuba, I the ksuba, what's your bayitainis? If that's the case, then don't take the ksuba. Lo nit niksuba ligbos mechayim. Right? The ksuba wasn't something that she got while the husband was alive. So therefore, it's not as if she got the ksuba. The ksuba remained in the reshus of the husband. And the male, I'm getting it from him, not from her. Because as long as my brother was alive, there was what's it called, as long as she's alive, there's no ksuba. As long as she's alive, as long as my brother was alive, there was no ksuba. And that ksuba then transferred to me, and I'm still alive. I'm in the place of my brother, so therefore she has no connection to this ksuba. Okay, so ksuba is not is only after the husband dies does she get her ksuba, but not what's it called, not during lifetime, and therefore since the ksuba transferred as if the brother would be alive, the woman never had a rights on that ksuba.
What about a get? That's b'chaim.
What? No, or get, one of the two, right? No, we're talking about a case of death. The ksuba doesn't take effect until the death takes effect. Here we're not talking about a divorce, but the divorce is the second kind of thing. Okay, Rashi. Ach ani yoresh, ksuba zu shani yoresh, ein kan min adunyas aviha klum, ela masayim v'tosefes yikosav la'achi, v'ein ani yoresh osa ela achi. I'm not yarshining her. My brother is. I'm yarshining my brother, not her. She doesn't have any rights in this ksuba. Yikbor is ishto kamoshe hayahu kovra. So if that's the case, Abaya says, if you are what's it called, standing in place of the brother would have had a barrier if he what's it called, she died during his lifetime. So if you want to tell me you're just taking over the zechuyos of the brother and you're not taking anything from her, then take the chiyuvim of the brother too. If she didn't bring anything, he'd have to bury her. Right? If you don't want to bury her, then pay the ksuba to her heirs. So Mara says, Ligvos Michaim, Kozman Shabal Chai, as long as the husband's still alive, Paniba Makum Balomid, I'm the continuation of my brother. So it's as if he's still alive. So she never had a zechus in this ksuba. Shayisi Mitzapa Lakonsa. Mara says, Man Shamas Le De Isle Medrish Ksuba. This all comes from, we darshan what it says in the ksuba, to be what the halacha is. And it says in the ksuba, as long as, what's it called, you'll get your ksuba, what's the lashon Rashi? Man shamis le di isle medrash ksuba, shedorish lashon ksuba, shekosuba lichishati nasi la'acher titli mashekosub lechi. When you'll be able to marry someone else, so that's only either the guy dies or he's megarisha. Then she is can marry somebody else. When you'll marry somebody else, then you'll get the right. Diminor daikas lo nitna ksuba the gos mechayim. You can only get the ksuba when you'll marry somebody else. Okay, to ha eni yichol linosi lacher. But here she can't marry somebody else. She's chayiv to marry the yofam, who is a continuation of the first brother. So memela that ksuba was never roy to collect. It's as if the first husband's alive. And now she can only marry his continuation. She can't marry somebody else. So Beishamai, the Yavamos Perikwa Isha Shaholcha, that's Beishamai says, the Kamre Beishamai, Vahalom Mismi Sefer Ksuba Nilmad, Lechashiti Nosi Laacher Titli Mashakosuv Lechi, Vahoel Vihi Nisis Apiatzma, Shebo the Omra Meis Bali, Af Ksubosa Gova Apiatzma. The case is like this. Okay, the Gemara is going to say it in a second. That a woman who has an eid echad that says that her husband died, or she comes and says my husband died, so we believe her, right? And because if the husband shows up, we're machmer on her that she's usher to both husbands and the children of mamzerim, so right, so we're makel to believe her and let her get married, okay? But she doesn't get her ksuba. Because what's it called? Because we were makel to believe her legabe igun, but to believe her legabe the mamanis, why should she get her ksuba? Maybe her husband's not dead. So they were makel to believe her just legabe, since they were machmer on her, what would be, they believed her legabe getting married, but not legabe the mamanis. That's what Beis Hillel holds. Beis Shammai says no. Since it says in the ksuba, when you'll be able to get married to somebody else, you get the ksuba, so you get the ksuba. One depends on the other. The Shamin and Lula Beishamai, Shemisha Yeshlo Star, Man Shamas Lisle Medrish Ksuba Beishamai. The Shamin and Lula Beishamai da Amre Star Homid Livos Kigobodoni. The same Beishamai who says that we darshan the Ksuba, and therefore, what's it called? The Ksuba does not, is only when she'll be able to get married to somebody else, but not before that. But the same Beishamai holds that if you have a Star that you could collect with, it's as if you collected it. So Beishamai holds that if she has a ksuba, which is a star she could collect, even though she can't collect it right now, it's considered like it's collected. So the Maisa one, we said the same thing over here. The star she has, if she collected it, then when you yarshin, you're yarshining from her. Even though a ksuba isn't from, it can't be collected during the lifetime, but the Maisa, any star that can't be collected now, but eventually could be collected, Beishamai holds it's like it's collected. This man, where do we have that? Mesu ba'alehen, the halacha, this is what Beishamai said. This is the case where star ha'amud ligvos. A woman, what's it called, is a sota. She has to drink the meham ma'orim, and if she drinks them, then that proves her innocence, she doesn't die, then she's innocent, and we say she wasn't mezan, and she gets her ksuba. She doesn't drink, then she loses her ksuba. Okay. What happens if the husband died before she had a chance to drink? So she can't drink anymore because there has to be that when the husband's alive. So now she remains in a constant state of suffix, whether she was mazana or not. Does she get her ksuba or not? It's a suffix. So normally you'd say, Hamosi Mechayel, Araya. Prove that you weren't mazana and we'll give you your ksuba. If not, the ksuba goes to the yorshim of the husband. So mesu baleim ad shalosh shasu beshami omrim notlos ksuba velo shosos. She gets her ksuba, she doesn't drink, because if she doesn't have a husband, she can't, the whole process doesn't apply. But she gets her ksuba. Beisul omrim o shosos o lo notlos ksuba. Either she drinks and proves her innocence and then she can get her ksuba, or she doesn't get a ksuba. Versus o shosos. She can't drink. The hevi ha'ishas ishtu ala kohen omrachmana. The process only applies if the husband's alive and brings her. But if the husband's not alive, there's no such thing. The lekha, elamitosha, lo shosos, what they still meant to say is she can't drink. So she remains now a suffix sota. Suffix whether she gets her ksuba or not. So lo notlos ksuba also, because suffix is mosim mechavero varaya.
Why isn't the plural commissioner? The pasuk isn't the singular.
We're talking about all different, all sotas who would be in this situation.
Singular.
Right?
Singular,
yeah, yeah, but it says shosos means whoever, any sota, who has this? So sota's the alma. So b'shami omrim notus tu velo shosos v'amai steikahu sofik zanoi sofik lo zanoi. She remains a sofik whether she was mazan or not. She couldn't prove her innocence by drinking. So why don't we say sofik umosim amidei vade, because she's sofik umosim vade? How could you give her a ksuba misofik? Umosim mechaver of harai. So let the yorshim of the husband get the ksuba. Beishamai holds that the ksuba is considered like it was collected. Even though you can't collect the ksuba michayim, but you have a shtar that eventually you can collect it. A shtar that you have is considered like you have the property already. It represents the property, the money. So the muchzik is the one who's holding the shtar. Because I have a claim on you that eventually I'll be able to collect. So since eventually I can collect it, holding that star is like holding the money. So therefore the woman's the muchzuk, not the yorshe habal. Right, I behobo inin kishitinosi la'acher titli mashikosu v'lechi, but Beishami does hold that you darshan the ksuba, and it says when you marry someone else, and here she can marry someone else, you have to marry the yovam. Amar Ravashi, yovam nomi ka'acher dami. No, the yovam is also called an acher. You can marry someone else besides me, even though you can't marry anyone else, but you're going to marry someone else, and the yavam is also called someone else, not the husband. It may be his continuation of him, but it's not him. So it still fits into the ksuba. So therefore, she's already now fit to marry somebody else, the yavam, right? Even though she can't marry anyone else, but she can marry someone else. And the male of the shtar is considered like it was collected, so she's the muchzuk. And therefore, what's it called? Right, she's the muchzik on the ksuba. Okay, Rashi. Beshamahi, the yavama shaterikol yisus shaholchuk to amri beshamahi v'halom misefer ksuba nilma l'chashitinosi la'acher titli mashikosuv lechi. When you'll be able to marry someone else, then you'll get the ksuba. So as long as she doesn't want to marry somebody else, so she gets supported from the estate, and she doesn't get her ksuba. As soon as she says, I'm ready to get married to somebody else, then she stops getting supported from the estate, and she gets her ksuba. V'hoil v'hi niseis al piatzma, shebo v'omra meis bali, af ksuvasa gov al piatzma. So in the case where we let her get married to somebody else, even though we're makel to let her get married, al pi her own edus, or an ed echad, so then what's it called, we also get her ksuba, because as soon as she can get married to somebody else, mele she can collect her ksuba. And Beisil holds no, we're makel legabe her getting married, but not legabe the mominus. We don't believe her legabe the mominus. And Beishamai says no, since the ksuba says it depends one on the other, but mele we believe her legabe the mominus too. Right? Somebody has a shtar that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Shimon has a shtar that Reuven owes him $100. So who's considered the muchzik in that $100? So Beishamai holds, since I have a shtar and eventually I'll be able to collect that $100, I'm the muchzik. Right? Reuven's the muchzik, not Shimon. You know, Shimon's holding the $100, but that $100 is represented in the shtar as eventually belonging to Shimon. As eventually belongs to Reuven, so Reuven's the muchzik. Kigavu dami v'anechosim becheskasa hilkach minok hayoris. Therefore, since she has a star ksuba during the lifetime, even though she can't collect it till she's able to get married to somebody else, but the star itself makes her the muchzik. So therefore, you're yarshining her. So bury her. Mesubalein, akol hanoshim shebaolam koi. Rashi answers your question. It's going on, stam women in the world. Whoever would be in this situation, this is the halacha for her. Shekinu lohem baleihen, and there, if any of those husbands was mekana his wife, v'nisteru, and then they were alone, so the halacha is now, they have to go through the process of sota, v'lo hispik lashkos nashemes, and she didn't have time to go through the process till the husband died, v'lo shosos tabuina v'hevi ha'ish esishto. They can't go through the process because it says the husband has to bring her, he's no longer alive. Sofik zanai the yitzida ksuba. So now we're not sure. Now who gets her ksuba? Right, the husband died. Does she yarshin her ksuba? Right or no? The heirs of the husband, because maybe she was mazana, she lost her ksuba. Midi vade midi yorshe habal shein vadoim birusha. The chorus, she's a sofik. They vada yarshin the husband. She's a sofik whether she gets this or not. Why don't we say amotzim chaver varai? You want to take money from us, right? Prove that you weren't mezana. Kigavui domi. So Beishamai holds that the shtar is kigavui. So she's the muchzak in her ksuba since she has a shtar. The he muchzak is minachosim yosamehem. They ain't kan motzi mi devad, because she was the muchzak. Other of it, they're trying to take away from her. Aiva haboin lich shenasi ale el parach. So sof heich ksuba nigvish michayim shenucha lova lo mishnei tzadim. Right, how can we tell him, Manifshach, you are yarshining the wife, so then bury her. You want to tell me that you're not yarshining the wife, right? Then give the ksuba to her yarsh. Yovam nomikach or domi the kivin she heitirasa misa sabal inose liyovam me osesha zochsa benachasim. Now that still fits into the ksuba. From the time you can marry somebody else, we thought in the beginning, means anybody else. So she can't marry anybody else, she can only marry the Yova. So it doesn't fit. Now we're saying no. Someone else, and someone else means the Yova too. Okay, you know, she can't marry anyone else, but she could marry someone else. That's the Yova, therefore it fits into the Ksuba too.